Chapter 11, Promises to the Faithful. The very strongest incentives to faithfulness are set before us, the highest motives, the most glorious rewards. Christians are to be Christ's representatives, sons and daughters of God. They are His jewels, His peculiar treasures. Of all who will maintain their steadfastness, He declares, "They shall walk with Me in white, for they are worthy." Those who reach the portals of eternal bliss will not count that any sacrifice which they have made was too great. If we do not have the pleasures of this life, we may still be joyful in looking to the life beyond. We are in a most trying position, waiting, watching for our Lord's appearing. It is ever God's purpose to bring light out of darkness, joy out of sorrow, and rest out of weariness for the waiting, longing soul. It is the faithfulness, the loyalty to God, the loving service that wins divine approval. Every impulse of the Holy Spirit leading man to goodness and to God is noted in the books of heaven. And in the day of God, the workers through whom He has wrought will be commended. The Lord has a great work to be done, and He will bequeath the most in the future life to those who do the most faithful, willing service in the present life. God leads His people on step by step. He brings them up to different points calculated to manifest what is in the heart. Some endure at one point but fall off at the next. Those who come up to every point and stand every test and overcome, be the price what it may, have heeded the counsel of the true witness, and they will receive the latter rain and thus be fitted for translation. The Lord will give His message to those who have walked in accordance with the light they have had, and will recognize them as true and faithful, according to the measurement of God. These men will take the place of those who, having light and knowledge, have walked not in the way of the Lord, but in the imagination of their own unsanctified hearts. The ranks will not be diminished. The most tender regard should be cherished for those whose life interest has been bound up with the work of God. These aged workers have stood faithful amid storm and trial. Those who have served their master when the work went hard, who endured poverty, and remained faithful when there were few to stand for truth, are to be honored and respected. Again and again have angels talked with men, as a man speaketh with a friend, and led them to places of security. Again and again have the encouraging words of angels renewed the drooping spirits of the faithful, and carrying their minds above the things of earth, caused them to behold by faith the white robes, the crowns, the palm branches of victory, which overcomers will receive when they surround the great white throne. If we do what we can on our part to be ready for the conflict that is just before us, God will do His part, and His all-powerful arm will protect us. He would sooner send every angel out of glory to make a hedge about faithful souls than have them deceived and led away by the lying wonders of Satan. The Lord does not reward the large amount of labor. He does not regard the greatness of the work so much as the fidelity with which it is done. The good and faithful servant is rewarded. As we cultivate the powers God has given us, we shall increase in knowledge and perception. A rich, a glorious reward is before us. It is the prize for which we run, and if we persevere with courage, we shall surely obtain it. The nearest we can come to a description of the reward that awaits the overcomer is to say that it is a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It will be an eternity of bliss, unfolding new glories throughout the ceaseless ages. There stand the host of the redeemed, the palm branch of victory in their hand, the crown upon their head. These are the ones who, by faithful, earnest labor, have obtained a fitness for heaven. The life work performed on earth is acknowledged in the heavenly courts as a work well done.